Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Some people are calling it national divorce, and there's some confusion that's being injected into the conversation, whether intentionally or unintentionally. The idea of national divorce seems to be getting mixed up in the idea of keeping the federal government around. No, no. When you break up a relationship, you don't go and generally, if you really don't like your husband or whatever, you know, if he's abusive to you and you're ready to have a divorce with him over the conditions under which you're living, you generally aren't going to just go ahead and be okay with moving into the other bedroom and staying in the same house, which is essentially what this Marjorie Taylor Greene seems to be promoting when she's talking about a so-called national divorce. What's keeping the feds around?
Well, she's taking advantage of is something I like to call battered voter syndrome. It's kind of like battered spouse syndrome,
Yeah. Right?
Where like the spouse is being battered is like, well, I don't leave because I know that even though he hits me, he loves me. Right.
Right.
And that's what you get from these voters. They're like, well, you know, I realize that I'm part of the empire and that we're bombing brown people for no reason and we're taking a bunch of money from people that they didn't give our consent to and violating their consent. But, you know, it loves me and it's the best thing we have going.
Yeah.
That's what she's taking advantage of.
Yeah.
Battered voter syndrome.
Yeah. Now, when we talk about national divorce, okay, so when you divorce, you end the union.
Right.
That's
over.
Literally what we're talking about. So when we're talking about it now, that's not to say that you can't go marry someone else after your divorce.
And you like, can still be cordial.
Right. And you, if you...
Absolutely.
If, you know, if Texas wants to join up in a union with Oklahoma and that's how they want to split up, great.
Hey, you know what? Maybe, you know, New York and Philadelphia need to have, you know, I don't know, one gets weekends with Rhode Island and the other one gets every other week or whatever. You know, there's something has to be determined here, but like there are amicable ways of figuring that out.
Right. But yes, we are absolutely talking about the end of this union. This union has to end because this union is going to result in tremendous bloodshed unless we end it peaceably. Now, what unions can be made afterward? Great, you know, a bunch of blue states want to get together and bomb brown people. I can be not a part of that. Bunch of red states want to get together and bomb brown people. I can be not a part of that, too. But I'll tell you this much, this state is not going with either side.
I'm talking about New Hampshire.
That's absolutely it.
So we've been playing some of the responses or sharing some of the responses from the discussion regarding the so-called national divorce. Laura Ingraham, she's one of the talking heads over at Fox News. She says, don't abandon the blue states. That's what the Chyron, the lower third, as they call it in the business, you know, where they usually put like the headlines that are popping up or whatever. Don't abandon the blue states. No state left behind, says the graphic on the screen. And she says, that's the theme of her show. Always been the theme. Because people like this, and this Matt Walsh, who has a similar opinion, that they got to keep the country together. We got to fight. We got to fight forever. And somebody pointed this out recently, that these people make their money doing this fighting thing.
Yeah.
They want the fight to continue because they want to keep talking about all the crazy things, you know, the blue state people are doing and they're trying to hurt you. We got to double back our efforts. We got to put Trump back in or whatever, whoever the DeSantis, the politician of the moment happens to be.
Yeah.
Tune in tonight at 8 to see what DeSantis said about blah, blah, blah. And as though they wouldn't have the same position in a red state
country in which, let's say, they migrated to. As though there still wouldn't be outrageous controversies happening. There wouldn't be divisions within the red states over certain issues. They just cannot see that reality for themselves.
In response to this whole idea of no state left behind, whatever that means, if you take it at face value, I got news for you. The federal government has left all of the states behind a long-ass time ago. All of them.
Fact. Left them with a raw behind is what they did. Let me continue here.
The dildo of consequences rarely arrives with lube.
Let me go on with Laura Ingram. This is what she continues her explanation of why they shouldn't leave the states
behind. Start over 5 years ago has been no state left behind. Just because it often seems like Democrats have given up on America themselves doesn't mean ever that Republicans or conservatives should. They should not. I'm certainly not willing to give up on the states that gave us Sinatra, John Wayne, or that welcomed my grandparents from Poland. They're good.
So again, more of this kind of appealing to the past, right? Which is typical for a conservative. You would expect that from the conservative. America was once this great thing, and it's going to be that again someday if we can just force it onto everybody else that's changed since that time.
Well, and she undermines her own argument right there. You know what there? You know what I can tell you about Poland? It's not part of the United States. But wouldn't you know it? You can have people from a different place come to your place and it work out. So, you know, Sinatra can leave that place, come to where you are. Like, you know, she's talking about, I'm not going to abandon the places that gave us Trump and Ronald Reagan. It's like, well, you know, if you create a place where conservatives are happy and comfortable, you're going to have a lot of people who are unhappy and uncomfortable leave where they are.
They'll come there.
Go to where you are and make your place awesome, and they'll be, and the place they leave will be happier for it, and the place that you've made will be happier
for
it.
She's arguing that people should stay and be unhappy where they currently are. Don't abandon the blue states. Don't leave the place where it's hell. You're living under this, you know, woke place where they're just shoving all these liberal ideas down your kid's throat at the government schools. And she's saying, you shouldn't leave. No. Even though it's better in the red states for red state people, there's better, you know, curriculum in the government schools there.
I would like you to stay there and suffer for my benefit, please.
It's just absolutely insane. Who's taking this seriously?
Way too many people.
Well, I don't see anybody calling in. If you believe in what this lady's saying, and you're still living in New York, and you're like, damn it, I'm doubling down my efforts, even though it won't make any difference, the number is 603-283-6160. You could double, triple, quadruple your efforts in New York State. You're not going to convince the enemy.
And I'd like to know what she means by America. Now, if by America you mean this, like, tradition of independence, well, lady, I got news for you. We're trying to do that. Now, if by America you mean the empire, then I got news for you. The left has not abandoned that America whatsoever.
We continue.
Hardworking people in Illinois, in New York, and in California, Washington State, who don't want to move and who are looking for new leadership. So let's give it to them. Keep organizing. Keep registering people to vote.
Vote harder!
Because those are actionable things with measurable results.
Just keep doing what you're doing. It will totally get better. We will get different results.
By the way, that's exactly what the people on the left are saying. Gotta get voters. We need to voter drive. It's all the same talking points.
Voting doesn't solve anything.
No, and certainly not going to solve anything if you're outvoted 2-3, 4-1, as you are if you're a conservative in some of these places. Look, I'm sorry if people don't want to move. And that's what she acknowledged, is there's people in Washington State and Illinois, and they're hardworking people, and they don't want to move. Well, tough. You lost. It's okay to admit that you've been defeated in that place. You can prohibit defeat. You can stop future defeats by reorganizing yourself, by retreating and regrouping. This happens in conflict all the time, where one side gets decimated by another side. The remaining 10% of the side that's been decimated
should not just stay there and all die on that ground. They should go the F back to where there's another, you know, 100,000 people that are like them, and where they can be recharged.
Yeah, and if these people don't find it that important to be around what they want, great, you can stay where you are and keep doing what you're doing. But if you do find it important enough to move, well, that depends. Is there a place that you can move to where these policies won't be forced on you every other, you know, 4 years?
Yes. And if that's all it takes, why wouldn't you?
Right.
A simple migration? It doesn't cost that much.
We talked about voting with your dollars. So there's voting with your feet as well.
Right.
And that is, like, one of the freedoms that we kind of still have in the United States anyway.
Largely, yeah.
Freedom of travel, a bit. I mean, you still got to deal with the TSA if you're flying, or road pirates if you're driving,
sure,
or whatever. But for the most part, like, a guy can travel cross-country, you know, book a ticket. You know, buy a, you know,
get on a Greyhound bus, whatever.
Fuel your car, get on an Amtrak, whatever,
yeah,
kind of thing. A guy can travel around the whole country. So if there's a place, as you're saying, where you find is more aligned with your beliefs and who you are as a person, why wouldn't you go there?
Pure inaction, you know, pure just the laziness.
Exercise your freedom.
Staying in place. Let's go to Jerome. He's in South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
It's South Carolina.
That's what I said. South Carolina. Go ahead.
Oh, you're not East Carolina?
Central America, America. America.
Coming again to save the mother. Oh, wait, no, I can't say that on the radio.
Strong like it with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Are you singing
we're just
that?
Drowning in brotherhood right now,
Jerome,
let me tell
are
you.
Are you singing that ironically?
Huh? After listening to you talk about Laura Ingraham, one of my favorite people, I just thought
it's a special treat.
Song.
This is like the only time that I get to listen to this lady, but you always expect me to have heard her.
Yeah, I detect a hint of sarcasm in his voice.
Yeah, what are you getting at here, Jerome?
Or someone said once, he always says to me, "Well, why do you care?" Sound familiar? Well, why do you care, Jerome? Well, why do you? I love her. I love her. I love Fox. I love the world. I love everyone.
Captain Context is going to have fun with Jerome's audio later on.
Hey, she's the TV sanitized version of Marjorie Taylor Greene. You hear some of her star talk?
Okay, but she disagrees with Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's attacking.
She
yeah, I'll take Marjorie Taylor Greene over Laura Ingraham just on the basis of one will let me leave.
One? So, I mean, were you listening?
Is this a cage fight between
the two? And go where?
Jerome.
And go where? Were you going to Ukraine?
No. Jerome, were you listening to us talking about what Laura Ingraham said?
Yeah, I was just listening to it a little bit while I was trying to watch the
Okay, what did you hear us saying? What did you hear? What was the discussion that was being had?
Hey, basically what she's talking about is she wants America without people that look like me around. Or maybe
why, are you ugly or something?
No. Oh, yeah. Get real cute now. Are you ugly or something? No, I am not ugly.
All right,
I am,
just checking.
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Doggone it. People like me.
Thank you, Stuart.
Okay. Well, just to clarify, when you say people like me, what do you mean?
Oh, that's a...
Hey, have you ever listened to the Republican spiel? Huh?
Yeah, I just listened to Laura Ingraham spiel for over a minute of my life, and I wish I could have it back, but it was important to counter what this woman was saying on her show. You didn't answer my question, though, Jerome. I asked you, when you listened to us talking about this Laura Ingraham clip, what was the discussion about?
She's, like, talking about making America great again and all. You know, all that Trump stuff, you know.
No, that really wasn't that wasn't the discussion at all. What was the subject?
I didn't catch all of it, you know. But
okay, hold on. So you just wait.
He's taking after Sarah now.
Let me see if I'm following you here.
I don't listen to your show. I just like to call it.
You were listening, and it's fine to call the show. But you were listening to the show, to Free Talk Live. You heard Laura Ingraham's voice, and that was enough to set you off. And you called in about it. You don't actually know what she said and what we said in response.
Whatever it wasn't as far as she's concerned. It wasn't good.
Well, I agree. That's why we were playing it.
I wanted to ask you something. Do you believe?
What do you expect?
Yeah, it's garbage.
So, Jerome, do you believe that anarchists are actually Republicans?
Not quite.
All right, cool. Okay, we've moved a step in the right direction. We've moved because you were on here the other day saying like, no, everyone who isn't a Democrat is just a Republican in denial. And like, hey, okay, I'm glad that you have some nuance to your political opinion.
I can do hyperbole just as well as you can.
Okay.
No, but it's Fox, man. You, they don't have no diversity. You see the people they're running for, they want to run for president. Oh, what's up, Mike Pence? Oh, yeah, he's going to be president. The lady from South Carolina used to be the governor here.
How about this? Can we just not have a president? Can we not have a federal government?
Oh, gosh. That would be great.
Can we not have Marjorie Taylor Greene? Can we not have Laura Ingraham? Can we just not have any of this federal crap anymore, Jerome?
No, we can't have that.
Why?
We got to take the whole mush pookus with it, you know?
The what?
Because it's all mush pookus.
What is that?
I don't know the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Like a stroke, Jerome.
Why do we have to have the whole thing? Why do we have to have the whole thing? Why?
Because it's the total. Hey, with a country with 300 million people, how do we get people to walk lockstep with
How about we don't?
It's not possible.
How about we don't? Let's not have a country with 330 million people and force them to all do the same thing. Like, I want a country up here, for starters, with just like a million and change. That's what I would like.
America's going to stay divided for as long as America's around, okay? There's never going to be peace and love and happiness.
So then you would agree, Jerome, then you would agree with us. You would disagree with Laura Ingraham as we disagree with Laura Ingraham, and you would agree with us that we should divide America. We should chop it up into 50 or so little pieces.
No, it'll never happen. No,
I'm not asking you whether. Hold on, I'm not asking you whether or not you think it'll happen. I want to know whether you agree if it should happen. Should America be divided into multiple parts?
No,
why not?
Go back to segregation. Because I grew up around segregation. I went to an all black.
What does that have to do with anything?
I went to were all black.
You think South Carolina would resegregate if it went off its own? If it went its own way?
Are you surprised? Would you be surprised if they tried to?
Tremendously.
Yeah, I would.
Hey, they're already trying to segregate, separate the school system.
Okay, what you're saying here, Jerome, is you actually agree with Laura Ingraham. You think that the United States should be kept together because you want to fight with the Republicans the whole time.
We're not together. Quit saying that. America is a fractured country. America is a country of flaws. It's divided. It's not all together. We live on the same planet, but we all like different, man.
The people are against each other, I'll grant you that, but they are forced to be under the same set of rules.
They're all under the same political system known as the United States federal government, and you and Laura Ingraham support that.
No. I don't agree with her.
Okay, then you must agree with us. If you don't agree with Laura Ingraham, she supports the United States staying together under one political system. We say independence is the way forward. So are you with us or are you with Laura Ingraham?
Well, I guess I'm with y'all.
Okay, good. Good to know.
All right. Two wins and one call.
What else can go right?
One political system would never work.
Agreed. One political system is a proven failure.
Yes, agreed.
It's a proven failure. We got to have different choices out there. We have to have different options for people. Jerome, I'm glad we agree. Thank you for the call tonight. Jerome,
we're ahead here.
On the side of...
Yeah, it'll never work. It will never work. You are completely correct.
Yep.
This cannot work. It isn't working. And it will never work.
And so then if we follow the example of anarchy that is currently working... Right, and that is cryptocurrency.
Mm.
Right? Currently working example of anarchy in action, backed by mathematics, by the way, so you know it's good. If we follow that example, that means that humans' natural state of being would be to move around in much smaller decentralized groups.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means instead of going the way of one giant monolithic thing, we should have a whole bunch of much smaller things
yep.
that are more nimble and able to interact you know, in ways that we haven't even thought of yet.
Smaller is better.
Smaller is always better. So let's just follow that to its natural progression, right? Get rid of the monolith of the federal government. Let's reduce ourselves to 50 states, maybe even more, right?
Sure.
From there, right?
Maybe, I don't care.
Maybe we see, like, you know, Western Washington, Eastern Washington, there, two different states, whatever, right? Whatever it takes. Let's decentralize. Let's follow the method that works. Let's continue to decentralize on a political basis until, oh, we get down to the individual. And then finally, we can have actual personal freedom.
Man, that's so radical. So crazy.
I know, I'm an extremist, right? I want peace and freedom for everybody. I'm so radical and so extreme.
Yep. Love it. The phone number here is 603-283-6160. Sarah is in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with Laura Ingraham or are you against Laura Ingraham?
Who he is. Who's Laura Ingraham?
Nice. Good answer. Good answer, Sarah. I'm with you on that one. Who is this bitch? Why does she think anybody gives a damn what her opinions are?
I have my opinion about that. The charges with that. What is that guy in the Bitcoin guy in the that one that got jacked up in the Bahamas?
Sam Bankman fraud.
Okay, you know what? They got four more charges, and one of the charges is that he's operating without agent number. So if you're trading, you have to have a trading number for each agent that handles you. So he doesn't have an agent number. So in order to trade, you have to have like a license number. Like,
I'm pretty sure the additional charges against Sam Bankman fraud were regarding his donations to political campaigns, which they're now saying were illegal, and they
brought
a superseding indictment that added those charges to the already existing multiple fraudulent business activity related charges that he was facing for taking billions of customer funds and then allegedly spending it on whatever the hell he wanted to spend it on. That's my understanding.
Also, one of the charges is that, see, if I went to Fidelity or any kind of investment company, all of them, the agent that's dealing with you, they have an agent number, a trading number. Mm-hmm. That's what we like. And what they're saying is that his agents, they do not have an agent number. And
That's the dumbest charge. If that's one of the charges against him, it's one of the weakest and the most pointless charges. The guy actually allegedly committed fraud against his customers, and that's an actual crime against other human beings. Thank you, Sarah, for the call.
Yeah, that's like charging a mass murderer with jaywalking. Like, might be true, but it's hardly the point.
Hey, you didn't have that knife registered
right.
You stabbed someone to death with.
It needed a serial number before you stabbed someone.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And as we saw with the Crypto 6 case, if you have the registration, then it's totally fine if you assist people in getting defrauded by online scammers, which is what, of course, all the banks did to the various different fraud victims out there. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. His attorneys say they will appeal, but Alex Murdaugh is being sentenced to life in prison for the double murder of his wife and youngest son. Murdaugh addressed the court shortly before sentencing Friday morning.
I'm innocent. I would never hurt my wife, Maggie, and I would never hurt my son, Pawpaw.
The jury debated for around 45 minutes before deciding he was guilty. Former President Trump is asking for a six-month delay in his civil fraud case brought by the New York Attorney General. If granted, that would push his trial to early 2024 when the presidential primary race heats up. More than half of the world's population is on track to be considered overweight or obese by 2035. A new report from the World Obesity Federation also notes a concerning rise in childhood obesity rates. Based on current trends, childhood obesity could double. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And anybody out there listening who wants to be a part of this program, we'd love to hear from people that actually are buying the line from the talking heads out there that you can't give up on the blue states. We've got to keep fighting forever, even though it's statistically impossible that we could ever register enough voters to somehow overcome the people who love the government, the leftists in New York, or, you know, in Illinois, or Washington State, or whatever, fill in the blank, whichever hard left, full-on blue state, not some battleground, you know, purple state or whatever. The idea that you're going to somehow be able to build up your troops, your voters, your Republican types, the red state people in these blue states, and somehow take them back is pure fantasy. And I want to know who believes this. Who, especially whether you're outside of New York or inside of New York, who is so delusional to actually buy what people like Laura Ingraham or Matt Walsh, these conservative opinion leaders, quote unquote, are saying?
People on drugs.
They must be on drugs.
I'm just tossing things out there, brainstorming style.
Lots and lots of prescription drugs.
They're on so many drugs they can't even call the number. It's 603-283-6160. I mean, you got to be really high to not be able to dial that number.
Dial?
603-283-6160. Rob is in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Rob.
Hey, yeah, I think that the problem with Laura Ingraham is just that she's not the man her mother was.
She's not half the man her mother was.
Yeah. And then as far as
did you get a look or what?
Green,
I mean, she does look kind of manly.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's just a knockoff of Dee Snider.
Yeah, she also is kind of manly looking too. Yeah, there is that.
Well, apparently, I mean, it's apparently it's from like working like hard construction work though. So I'll give you that.
Yeah, well, when I saw a portion of the debate there with the president there, whoever the president,
why
you know,
did you watch that?
Whoever the, well, I mean, I saw that turning through the news. I saw her there, and she had on this big white scarf. She looked just like Dee Snider.
Wow.
Except she was definitely going to take it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dee Snider ended up taking it too.
During COVID, remember?
Giving it out too. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So since you actually
escorted her right out to the coat room.
So since you actually watched the State of the Union address, so did he actually say what the State of the Union was this time?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because remember last year,
he
just did not say what the State of the Union was.
What
he was like, we're
going to
do this, we're going to do this. And it's like, but that's not what's happening now. That's not the State of the Union.
The Stain of the Union.
Ooh, yeah.
As in blood stain.
Well, that's what it is. It is the State of the Union because they're never going to tell us the truth.
No, they won't.
Never.
Yeah, but I wanted him to lie about the present instead of the future.
You know, the powers that be don't want that.
Yeah.
You're right. Thank you, Rob, for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, they work tremendously hard to make sure that we never have access to the truth. And they keep losing.
Yeah, notice how you don't get any sort of a report card on your government.
Right.
Right. You know, how they're doing, what their output is, what their inputs are, what the financial... Like, even if you just, like, own one share in a company or something like that, you get, like, a report quarterly, monthly, annually.
Right? Yep.
You get several of them that tell you how they're doing, what they're doing, and why they're doing it.
Well, I'll tell you, somebody out there gets a report on what this empire is up to.
Yeah, but it's not the people who are being stolen from on a daily basis via taxation.
If you want to join the show, you can here. The number is 603-283-6160. Let's go to the phones. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What is your name?
Hey, it's Alan in South Carolina.
Hey, Alan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I just came in. I heard the talk about Laura Ingraham. I think that they try too hard to come up with things to talk about on Fox News, you know, because they are trying so very hard to emphasize any conservative viewpoint, you know, even when somebody says something that's maybe not that outrageous, you know, they're going to go overboard to contradict it.
Well, they run out of things to talk about because they're not allowed to talk about the things that are actually worth talking about.
So just to clarify, your viewpoint is that independence for various different states, perhaps red states, is not an outrageous proposal.
No, I don't think it is. And I think on the Republican side, they're kind of missing out there because they probably should be supporting that a little bit more because... Mm-hmm. You know, when we talk about the big differences between the two major parties, the Democrats are the ones who are more, you know, probably more collectivist, the more against the concept of libertarianism. The Republicans, you know, they kind of have an opportunity to line up with that. But when they get too conservative, you know, they just kind of a knee-jerk reaction, they lash out against it.
Well, the Republicans are only, they only sound like they could line up with libertarianism when they're not in power.
Well,
they always talk about liberty and freedom whenever they're not in power, and as soon as they get elected, then all that goes right out the window, and it's total tyranny from the Republican side.
Well, I find that it doesn't actually have that much to do whether they're in power or not. It just swings back and forth. So, 20 years ago, the Democrats sounded plenty libertarian when they were talking about ending wars and letting people, you know, decide what goes into their body. They were sounding pretty darn libertarian at the time, and they sure as heck do not sound one iota libertarian now. But the Republicans, now they've found their small government roots and quit talking about expanding and making new wars.
Like, you don't have to fight the pitchfork people or the torch people.
Right.
All you need to do is convince the pitchfork people that the torch people are going to take their pitchforks.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to do. Divide and conquer. You can remain in power.
Absolutely. And I think I will say, like, in their defense, I mean, we do have a guy like Rand Paul who is, he's a Republican, but he's kind of libertarian-leaning, and, of course, the Ron Paul, you know. So there's more potential on the Republican side. It's not perfect, but there is more potential.
For now. Man, give it 20 years, it'll be the exact opposite. Mark my words.
Hey, did you call earlier tonight?
Yes, I did. Oh. I took my dogs for a walk, and I came back, and I heard Taylor talking about Laura Ingraham.
We didn't catch it, but we generally have a one-call-per-night rule just for future reference. But thank you, man, for the call tonight. I do appreciate it.
All right, apologies.
Yeah, no worries, man. Got to make sure we got room for other people. And we do. There's nobody else on the lines right now. But
I find myself wondering that since these douchebags, these politicians are attracted to power, that if there's not a way to sort of speed up secessionist movements by taking advantage of their desire for more power to sort of speed up secession.
How?
I don't know, some sort of a pitch about becoming the president of your own state.
Mm. Well, I mean, it's a tough pitch because you're...
I understand, but, like, I'm just wondering. I'm brainstorming here. Yeah. I haven't thought this through at all. I'm just launching it as I think about it. But it occurs to me that if that is the incentive that these people have, right, is power, well, then more for them should get them to a point where they are proposing secession themselves.
Yeah, I would love to hear what their response is to that.
If there's a way to like appeal to their desire for power to get more decentralization.
I think there's sort of this, it's the same fallacy of like the people who fight for their corporate overlords. Cause they think to themselves, man, if I could, it's possible that maybe I could be a millionaire myself. And then if I do, I want all this power. So they, at the same time, like, yeah, sure, they would have more power over their state,
right?
But no, they want to wield the most powerful force of death that humankind has ever devised.
The Highlander complex kicks in. There can be only one.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's why you see so many of these people who are governors, and that's just for them a stepping stone on the way to their shot at, like you say, controlling the U.S. military.
Doesn't President of Florida sound better than governor of Florida?
These people are not satisfied just ruling over the U.S. Like, why do you think they're trying to take over China and Russia?
Every power addict wants to rule the world.
You're absolutely correct. But at the same time, can't we use that appeal to power to incentivize them?
I'm just thinking out loud here.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how to do that yet. Call us, 603-283-6160. I mean, you'd have to get an audience with them, first of all, and they're not going to talk to you.
I don't know, man. It sounds like...
I don't know. You tell them you're with Free Talk Live. They're not going to answer the call.
Well, then I won't do that.
It sounds like trying to join a mafia so that you can turn it into a human rights organization, and it just doesn't seem like an effective way to do it.
Well, now you're using the libertarian argument against me.
Yeah. Yes, I am. Well, no, I think that you are...
I'm sorry, the anarchist argument.
Attempting to use evil to do good, and it just never works out. Like, you're attempting to use their desire for more power to get them to accept that their power will be capped at this level.
Well, it's not unbelievable to imagine that at some point, some governor who currently exists, you know, the lady from South Dakota or Florida or whatever, you know, maybe they realize that
His Excellency,
even though they set their, you're talking about Chris Sununu in New Hampshire, even though they would love to set their sights on the highest seat, they know that it's unrealistic. I mean, the DeSantis guy sounds like he may be given a shot. But, like, the lady from South Dakota, like, she probably doesn't have the same kind of shot. Christy Noem, I think was her name from. She was sort of noteworthy because, unlike DeSantis, who was just, he was totally authoritarian and then changed his mind. Mm. She was good on the COVID thing from the word go, from what I understand. So, like, she's got that, like, in her corner, but it's South Dakota. The odds that she's going to rise to the level of being able to have a shot at the presidency seems kind of unlikely. So maybe at some point, one of them will come to the realization that the captain is suggesting here, and then they could, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, step out and actually take the position that they would like to actually see independence for the for their state. That could happen.
Well, I think one of the things that's also very tough about that possibility is that even if they recognize that they themselves may not be on that throne, they realize that their position as even, you know, the governor of a little state like South Dakota still has massive influence on the person who is wielding the most powerful death machine mankind has ever devised. So the fact that they have influence, that they have... Dude, you can get the president's ear if you are a governor.
Yeah, that's probably true. And little Sununu here in New Hampshire, he certainly thinks he's got a crack at it. He wants to be the president, and New Hampshire's like, you know, 1.3 million people, basically nothing when compared to the rest of the country. Let's continue here with more caller. You're on Free Talk Live. What is your name?
This is Dustin.
Dustin, you're on the air.
Long-time caller. Back in the day?
Yeah.
Hey, I told you guys I was doing CPAR here. It takes time, and I've just come up with a brief five outline. Laws of land, Ten Commandments, judges do not do this, or courts do not do this, corruption monitoring with a script for service.
What?
And then a Bill of Rights.
Crunching a stripper service? Stripper service?
What? I did not follow one word of that.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're trying to say, Dustin.
I was doing a tea party, and it takes time. And
you're in a tea party? Just because I didn't understand. Hold on. Just because I said I didn't understand you didn't mean I didn't hear you. I did hear you. I was able to hear words coming into my ears, but I was unable to actually comprehend what it was you were intending to communicate. So can you put it in other words? Can you summarize what it is that these 5 points that you're trying to get out there are all about? Why are you trying to get these points out there, whatever they might be?
These people and the laws of land, the Constitution is Confucius.
It's confusing. I don't know if it's Confucius.
The five brief outlined laws of land... Number ten commandments. Courts do not do this.
He's trying. He's really trying. It's not going to work, though,
and,
Dustin. I'm sorry.
Bill of Rights.
I'm most interested in the part where it sounds like he's eating Crunch and Munch while getting a stripper service or something.
If you pay
I'm
enough.
Most interested in the fact that this word salad is repeatable.
Well, I mean, I've been to some strip clubs in my time. Never once did I think to bring Crunch and Munch.
It could be done.
Maybe you're missing out, man.
Don't be kink shaming.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dustin. I'm sorry, we can't make heads or tails. We can't make heads or tails of what you're trying to say, so we gotta let you go. Moving on here. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name?
This is David calling from Kansas.
David, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, talking about people wanting to be president, wanting, you know, gosh, if only I could have some of that power, I can change. I can change everything. Oh, you know, it's almost like watching Senator Palpatine. You know, there's a movie about
exactly
this,
what it's like.
You know,
I don't think they want to. I don't think they want power because they believe they can change everything. They just want to have power so they can do whatever they want, reward their friends, and punish their enemies.
Well, but they do want to change it in their favor. I mean, to be honest, every single politician looks to have the power so that they can change things to their will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do it under the auspice of the greater good. What is the greater good? Define greater good. That's always been my question. Is who's greater good? What good are you talking about?
Who decides?
Where is your ethical background? Where is your moral compass at?
Yeah, this is always an important question to ask anybody that makes the claim that they're doing something for the good of the people or the greater good. It's like, who decides what is the greater good?
Well, I do.
Why?
Because I'm right. Turns out I'm just always right about everything. I don't know how I do it, but that's why I should decide.
No. You are not always right. My wife is always right. Come on.
There you go.
Let's get this right.
That's right.
Okay? There's a man that's got his priorities straight.
Down. Yeah. Exactly.
What always concerns me is about power is those who seek it and then those where it's thrust upon.
Mm-hmm.
Because either way, you're going to get something bad.
Sure.
To me, in my mind, power really isn't important as cooperation.
Okay.
Tell me more about that. What do you mean?
Well, it's like the non-aggression principle. It's like anarchy, the true definition of anarchy. Everyone thinks anarchy is Mad Max beyond Superdome.
Mm-hmm.
No. Anarchy, Mad Max is not anarchy. That was a type of corporatism, even if you look at the movie. But true cooperation, where you believe that there is a non-aggression principle, that people, a person, an individual is the most important, because an individual is the largest minority group.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Forces never.
And that individuals
as
have inherent rights because they are humans.
That's right.
You have the right to self. You have the right to your property.
The right to poor cell service.
Sorry, you cut out a little bit. Say again.
I'm getting into a bad area with bad reception. But anyway, the point is, if people...
Oh, man, I lost the point.
It would have been a good point. I know it, because you're a well-spoken
guy,
at least in the first part of the call. Thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The cell phone company got in the way of that one.
I'll finish his point. And
go ahead.
If I'm wrong, shoot me or whatever.
He can call back on Beer Talk Live later tonight.
Right. What he was trying to say is, if the individual is
the smallest minority,
then all the power should just be decentralized equally amongst all individuals.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Well, and the word anarchy, all it means is an means no, and arco or archon is ruler, right? So if you break it down, it just means no ruler. It doesn't mean no rules.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's, I think, the point that he was getting at was like, this voluntarist, completely voluntary society doesn't have no rules. It just allows you to rule yourself.
Yeah, and he was right on with control is never as effective as cooperation.
Right.
So if people are voluntarily working together, they are infinitely more effective
than
when they are being coerced into one form or another. And that's why, for example, the USSR failed so miserably to, say, keep anyone fed or keep itself in existence, is because central planning is way less effective than having a bunch of little brains that actually know what's going on in their situations and are all working in the same direction because it helps each of them.
Right. Counterintuitively, the best way for a large group of people to work together is everybody to function as individually as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's absolutely correct. I mean, so if my organs are to work correctly, they have to figure out for themselves when they're not functioning and then let me know.
Right.
In the same way, if I'm going to be a part of a group, like, I have to keep tabs on myself. I have to figure out what I need to function, because no one else is going to be as good as I am at figuring out what I need to function.
Yeah. Coming up later tonight, as I mentioned, 10:30 Eastern, Beard Talk Live will be happening, and so it's open phones with the bearded hosts of Free Talk Live. And no FCC to get in the way of whatever the content would be. You know what? There was a different topic tonight, Captain, that you brought in regarding AIDS being cured. Is this a real story? Because I remember when I grew up, they said AIDS was completely incurable. It could not ever be cured or something like that.
And it's not the South Park version of the cure either, where you just throw a bunch of money at it. This from ABC7.com. Fifth person confirmed to be cured of HIV.
Huh.
Researchers are announcing that a 53-year-old man in Germany has been cured of HIV. Referred to as the Dusseldorf patient to protect his privacy, researchers said he is the fifth confirmed case of an HIV cure. Although the details of his successful treatment were first announced at a conference in 2019, researchers could not confirm he had been officially cured at the time.
Hmm.
Today, researchers announced the Dusseldorf patient still has no detectable virus in his body, even after stopping his HIV medication 4 years ago.
So just to be clear, he is cured of HIV, correct? Is that what you're saying?
That is what the article is
saying. Because HIV becomes AIDS at some point.
Right,
if, that's
right,
the theory. Yeah.
Okay. If it's not treated, it becomes AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
The article goes on to say, it's really a cure. It's not just, you know, long-term remission, said Dr. Bjorn Erik Ole Jensen, who presented details of the case to a new publication in Nature Medicine. This obviously positive symbol makes hope, but there's a lot of work to do, Jensen said. For most people, HIV is a lifelong infection, and the virus is never fully eradicated thanks to modern medication. People with HIV can live long and healthy lives. I think somebody recently said they could live past 70 with HIV these days.
Yeah, isn't Magic Johnson still kicking?
Anyway, he definitely lived for a very long time.
And way to live up to his name.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, if you're going to be that guy and catch AIDS and live a long life, your name should be Magic Johnson.
Yeah. And to acquire a sexually transmitted disease. You know, Magic Johnson. Now, what shocks me about this...
He's 63, by the way. He's still alive.
What shocks me about this is I have not heard a story of anyone being cured of anything. I thought that was legally impossible.
The Dusseldorf patient joins a small group of people who have been cured under extreme circumstances after a stem cell transplant typically only performed in cancer patients who don't have any other options. A stem cell transplant is a high-risk procedure that effectively replaces the person's immune system. The primary goal is to cure someone's cancer, but the procedure has also led to an HIV cure in this handful of cases. HIV, or human immunodeficiency virus, enters and destroys the cells of the immune system. Without treatment, the continued damage can lead to AIDS or acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, where a person cannot fight even a small infection.
So stem cell technology that led to this?
A stem cell therapy that literally replaces your immune system. So they suck out your immune system and replace it with bad,
so we're just going to replace it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds like an oil change, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I mean, freshen that thing up.
I'm simplifying, of course. Might be closer to like a radiator flush and fill.
Yeah.
You know?
No, but seriously, when was the last time you heard of anyone being cured of anything? Like, legally speaking, like, vitamin C does not cure vitamin C deficiency. Mm-hmm. That's where we're at. So, like, I haven't heard of a cure for anything in a very long time, let alone HIV.
And we've talked a long time here on Free Talk Live about how, like, the pharma industry would much rather make lifelong customers than cure a thing.
Right.
Yeah. Well, this wasn't a pharma company that was doing this, right? This was some other...
I think they accidentally discovered this by treating cancer.
Well, a lot of things are discovered accidentally.
Man, we thought we could keep you on the line for more treatments.
Out of time for the radio version of Free Talk Live, but Beard Talk Live comes up at 10:30 Eastern. You can join these guys on our video streaming channel, Odyssey. It's over at video.freetalklive.com and watch.freetalklive.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.